The official logo of the Israel Ministry of Tourism depicts two spies carrying a massive cluster of grapes on a pole. A scene straight out of the story of the Meraglim. And these obviously are not Yeshua and Kalev, the two good spies, because they refused to carry any of the fruits. Question is, over 3,000 years have passed since the sin of the Meraglim. So why would the ministry choose such a painful moment in our history as the defining symbol of Israeli tourism? Sir Noach Weinberg, the founder of Eshet Torah, gave a very powerful answer. When a person travels, and especially traveling to Eretz Yisrael, it rarely goes as smoothly as planned. They will inevitably encounter some mishaps. There's traffic to the airport, long lines to pass security, the plane is late taking off, missing luggage, the hotel that looks so glamorous in the brochure isn't quite what you imagined, the AC is not working. Then the tour guide tells you, "No, you don't want to see that. I'll show you what you really want to see." And then his van breaks down. You go back to the hotel for lunch, but you can't eat because your stomach still has an adverse reaction to breakfast. And that's just day one. Travel is never as good as advertised. So naturally, people complain. The Torah tells us that the Mesoinanim in the Midbar complained. They said, "Zecharnu es hadaga, we remember the fish asher noichal b'Mitzrayim chinam, that we will eat in Egypt." The words asher noichal connotes future tense. We remember the fish that we will eat in Mitzrayim. But they already left Mitzrayim. They should have really said, asher chalnu b'Mitzrayim, that we ate in Mitzrayim, past tense. Says Reb Noach, this is a powerful insight in human psychology. The food we imagine eating is always better than what we actually ate. Anticipation always beats reality. That $150 steak always looks better on the screen than on the plate. The foods that we anticipate eating is never as good as advertised. And that is why they said, "Asher noichal b'Mitzrayim," future tense. What we envisioned eating, not what we actually ate, because that wasn't nearly as good. Says Reb Noach, what lessons should we take from this ministry logo? When someone asks you, "Nu, how was Eretz Yisrael?" Don't be a miracle. Don't talk about what went wrong. Don't complain. Focus on the good. Share the uplifting moments. Be a Yeshua. Be a Kalev. See the beauty, not the flaws. A famous comedian once made this interesting observation. We are fortunate to live in the 21st century where everything is amazing and nobody's happy. We live in an amazing world and it's wasted on a generation of spoiled people. You're upset that your phone is taking 5 seconds to load. Give it a second. It's going to space. Is the speed of light too slow for you? He said, flying is the worst. People act like it's a torture chamber. They act like their flight was a cattle car in the 40s in Germany. We sat on the runway for 40 minutes. Oh, really? Then what happened? You flew through the air in a cheer. From New York to California in 5 hours. It used to take 30 years. Humorous, but so true. We are living in incredibly blessed times. We have comforts and conveniences and luxuries that our ancestors couldn't dream of. Electricity, cars, planes. 75 years ago, there was no indoor plumbing. I remember getting my first computer with dial-up in the mid-90s. I downloaded the 8-second clip of a Michael Jordan dunk, and it took all night to load. Now we have smartphones, FaceTime, Uber, Waze. Each new invention is a game-changer that transforms the quality of our lives in ways we don't fully appreciate. With advancements of medicine, we have not only longevity, but better quality of life. The Meraglim saw Eretz Yisrael and they said, "Eretz Acheles Yoshveu," a land that devours its inhabitants. Why? Because wherever they went, they saw funerals. But that was Hashem's chesed. People were dying, so the residents would be distracted with mourning and not notice the spies. They saw kindness, but they interpreted it as cruelty. Why? Because they lacked the karas hatayif. So next time something doesn't go as planned, remember that logo. Don't be a complainer. Be someone who sees Yad Hashem, even when it's disguised. Because everything really is amazing if you choose to see it that way. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.